We continue on the KCII PM Sports page. It's time to talk with this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Golf Athlete of the Week. And she comes to us from Columbus High School this week. It's Aubrey Duncan. Aubrey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And let's start with Aubrey. What year in school are you?
I am a junior.
Have you come up with future plans yet, still with a year left of school?
No, I'm really not sure what I want to do out of high school.
If someone were to ask you right now what you'd like to do in the future as far as a dream job, what would you like to do?
I would like to be in the military and do something in the criminal justice field. And
what other activities, sports and extracurriculars, are you involved in at Columbus?
I have ran cross country. I play basketball, golf, and softball.
Which sport is your favorite?
Golf. By far.
Okay, why is that?
I was a gymnast when I grew up, and golf is a lot like gymnastics and an individual and a team sport, and it's just something that you just go out and do, and no matter how well you play the day or how bad you play, it just, you can go back out the next day and it's, you start over, and just a great sport.
There's a lot of courses around the area, the state, and otherwise. What would you say is your favorite course to play?
I love playing anywhere. I really like our home course. A small home course was challenging, but fun, and I really like to play Wobbler's course. It's also challenging, and just Washington's course is nice, and I love to play golf anywhere.
What's the toughest course you've played in a meet?
We've had quite a few tough ones. I'd say the one in Wakanda is pretty tough. Actually, our regional finals meet in Sigourney, that course was pretty tough. Really small green, hard to hit. But if you play smart golf, not that bad.
What's the strongest part of your game? Off the tee, tee to green, or short game?
It really depends on the day. I'm very consistent off the tee. My short game was fantastic at the front nine of our last meet and kind of fell apart the back nine, but it really kind of just depends, and I'd say off the tee is my strongest, but I am getting to be very consistent everywhere else.
What do you like best, watching a long drive sail or watching a big putt go in?
I think the feeling of making a long putt is the best feeling ever. I'd rather have an amazing putt than an amazing drive, because the putt ends the hole and you start over on the next one, and that thought in your head, it gets you going.
How do you feel before a meet? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you both? What goes through your mind before a meet?
A little bit of both. My nerves kick in a lot before you tee off on the first hole, but I've learned to control those nerves and really take them in as a positive vibe, and yeah.
How do you get prepared for a meet?
Lots of sleep. Make sure I go to bed on time. Wake up in the morning, get my hat, make sure I have all my ball markers, my divot fixers. I get a new sleeve of balls every meet, mark those, and I go out to the range, hit 50 balls, and warm up there, stretch, and look at the greens, and just get a feel of the course, and mentally prepare myself, picture everything that is positive, and that really gets me going.
What kind of ball do you use?
I use a Titleix NXT Tour S.
And do you mark it in any way? Is there any superstitions or special things you have about the ball?
I put two blue dots, one above and one below the Titleist sign on the ball, Titleist logo.
Okay. Is there any reason you started doing that?
Well, not really. My dad always marked his like that, and I look up to my dad, and so I decided that I'll mark mine like that.
For you, let's go to the day of the regional final. We talked a little bit about how you get prepared and how you feel before a meet. Mm-hmm. How did you feel that day?
I had no nerves. I went there, and I was ready to play golf. I actually woke up that morning, and I didn't want to get out of bed. But I got up, and I told myself I was going to go play my best game, and I was going to make it to state because I set that goal at the beginning of the season, and that's all I wanted. So I got there at the course, went to the range, was hitting balls. Great. Just felt good. Had a lot of confidence. Teed off on the first hole. Hit a beautiful drive right down the middle, right where I wanted it to be, and I had no nerve. Everything was gone, and I just played the game I loved.
Let's start with your front nine. Do you have a hole or a shot that stands out to you from your front nine?
My very first drive, that drive really got me going. It was right down the middle, landed exactly where I planned, had a great second shot. I ended up bogeying the hole, but the next hole I came back and parred, and really my confidence level was out the roof. I was feeling good. I was in a good group with two other girls, and they were very nice, very supportive, and it was a good day. It was my good front nine. I had lots of good chips. I had some pretty tough lies, but I hit the greens, and it was a great front nine.
How about your back nine?
Well, my front nine, I didn't add my score up. I never really do. I knew it was a very, very good score. And to start my back nine, my nerves kicked in. Because I was worried about, you know, keeping up what I was just doing and keeping my momentum. And I kind of lost it. My nerves kind of killed me, and I slowed down, and I was making mistakes that I didn't make the front nine, but it all worked out in the end.
Now, Coach was talking to us during his interview this week and said that you had set the school record with your front nine. So, as you said, you didn't add it up, but you knew it was good. It was really good. When did you find out that you had broken the school record?
They told me right when I finished my second nine.
What was your first thought about that?
I didn't know what to say. I knew it was our coach's daughter's record, and it's been there for many, many years. And I was kind of shocked at first, and then kind of settled in, and I had some happy tears.
When did you find out, and how did you find out that you had qualified?
Well, the scoreboard was really, really hard to see. So I couldn't see the scores going in. They wouldn't let you get close enough to see them. The coaches were all up there. So I kind of sat there it was about a half an hour, and I was shaking. I was nervous. All I really wanted was to know. And the girls I golfed with were sitting next to me, cheering me on. And it was a long wait. It felt like I was there waiting for hours. But finally, all the scores came in, and the announcer stood up and started with eighth place and got to fifth place, and it was I think fifth had a 89. I was like, all right, I think I had to have done better than that. I could have, or an eighth place was a 90-something. I was like, I had to have done better than that. So I was kind of settling down, and they called fourth place, and it was an 87, and they said my name, and I was definitely blown away. I was happy. I achieved my goal, and it was great. It was a great feeling.
We get the chance to talk with Coach Simmons every week. What's it like to go through practices with him, have him on the course with you for a big meet like that, and to play for him?
It's amazing. He's a great guy. He's a good coach. He knows what he's talking about. Practice, always positive. There's never a negative thought. He's very positive. He'll be willing to stay there hours after practice just to help and drive an hour home. And it's awesome to have a coach like that. And our assistant coach, Kerry Rutt, he's a pretty amazing guy too. He's just like Tony. He's amazing. So positive. It's fun to have them two coaches, and it's pretty awesome.
For you, when it comes to golf, do you have any role models that you look up to, tour players that you pattern after, or other people that you watch?
You know, I never really, I don't really pay attention to the pros. I know that sounds horrible, but, I mean, I like to go. I go to the John Deere Classic every year. I watch them, but it's more something I do just for fun, and I love it, and I just go out there. I don't really try to be better than anyone. I just try to beat myself, you know, and I'll look at their swings and I'll compare my swings to some of the pros, but other than that, I just play the game. My dad loves the game and I'm pretty close with him, and we go out in the summer and play and play and play, and it's just something I do for me and my family, my grandpa. I really wanted to make it to state this year because I really wanted him to see me at a state tournament in golf, and I hope next year he sees the same if he's here, and yeah.
For you beyond golf, who are some people you look up to, role models that you have for life?
My parents. My parents are the people I look up to the most. And I always looked up to, Gabby Douglas and Sean Johnson when I was in gymnastics, because they were small and no one ever thought much of them when they were younger, but they came to be something bigger and better, and that really stands out to me, and I want to be someone bigger and I want to make a difference. And
well, Aubrey, our sponsor for this segment is Hedge Above Lawn Care, and they operate their business with some core values, and those include honesty, integrity, dedication, respect. What are some core values that you have both on and off the course?
I'd say all of those. I lots of respect my coaches, my family. Respect is a lot of what comes from me. Dedication, I know how to be dedicated. I was dedicated to a sport, well, gymnastics, for 14 years, and now I play golf all year round, really. I play other sports, but golf is really my main sport. I stay in the gym after school sometimes and shoot hoops for basketball, and I'll stay after practice for softball, but dedication is something that I know and I try to show to other people and be an example there, a role model, and hopefully kids see that. And
Well, we still have the state tournament to go, as you mentioned, and you'll be there in Marshalltown. Do you have any experience playing the American Legion course there?
Yes, our co-ed tournament last year was at the American Legion course.
What do you think about it? Do you like it? Is it one of the tougher ones you played?
I really like that course. It's pretty open, and when you get in trouble, it's pretty fair. You can get out of trouble if you get in it, and it's a really beautiful course, and I'm really looking forward to playing that course.
What are some goals that you and Coach have set for state?
Really just go in there and play the game I know, and no matter what, just have a positive attitude. My main goal this year was to make it to state. So after that, we were just thinking, just go in there and play, and no matter the outcome, just do what you love.
Well, Aubrey, congratulations on your state tournament bid. Congratulations on your new school record, and we wish you good luck at Marshalltown.
Thank you very much.
That's Aubrey Duncan. She is the Columbus school record holder when it comes to golf, and she's also headed to the Class 1A state golf tournament at Marshalltown next week. She's our Hedge Above Lawn Care Golf Athlete of the Week on the KCI IPM sports page. We'll be back with more right after this.